Namaste. My name is Rui Zimra. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak whatever religion disapproves is wrong. And whatever religion is approving is right. That is a quote of a Sage. I forgot his name. So remember, religion or the religions are man-made, and God is divine, is beyond of our understanding. God doesn't need a religion. This quote is from Gandhi. So, in the Bible stands, and God saw the world and saw that everything is good. And from the Bible is also, don't fight against the wicked. Then there is this esoteric, or from the I Ching, or from the Srimad Bhagavatam, everything has its place. This means everything is necessary. So now we come to the difference of the religion. So the Hindu, the Buddhistic, the Christian religion are against the pleasure of sex. And for the Sufis and for the Taoist, is sex divine? A total difference. The fourth Quran is a monastic life wrong and even forbidden. And the Quran is saying, because human beings are weak, and I must agree, everybody should take a spouse. Makes somehow sense, no? After all the scandals, the sex scandals from the nuns and monks and so on. The idea of renunciation was that we're getting distracted from God and cannot focus our full attention of the Lord. So I've lived also 10 years in celibacy, so it was awesome. Okay. And so we want to focus only on God and we don't want the world. Okay, this is the idea of it. The other, so if we see or if we read the Srimad Bhagavatam, is saying if we live a life as a householder with spouse and kids and so on, or a yogi, both are equal. Because a good householder is serving his family selflessly. He is renouncing the fruits of his doing inside of himself. And this is different from the yogi. The yogi has to renounce the fruits of his works or of his work outside. The other is just inside. What is with sex? If you live 20 years with the same spouse, sex is born. Okay. So then that said, also this is the same. If you're together a long time with a woman, then sex is not an obstacle anymore. Because it is getting boring. Okay. So, the householder is serving humanity without him. There's no kids and so on. And without the householder, the yogi can't survive. So both is necessary. Both is good if you live it in the right way. Then comes this great quote, the greatest quote, everything has its place. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is telling here the simplest thing. Prostitution. The prostitution are needed because it serves the man. So that is not bad. That's not wrong. What is this killing? As a soldier, killing is good. So it's not bad. What is this cheating? Become a businessman, because cheating is related to business, even 5,000 years ago. So this is also not wrong. Now comes it. What is receiving? Steal the honey of the bees and sell it on the market. This means everything is right, only misplaced. And if we understand this, then we can accept everything. And everybody needs a hard time, so we're getting people who are abusing us, and so we're looking inside, and this will purify us. Every scalding is purifying us. What we take inside cannot poison us, only what we take outside, give outside, can poison us. This is coming from Jesus. Just so simple. It's good for us. Everything is good. Everything is good, good, good. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much that I could speak about that.